Welcome to this GP Pharmacy Club episode on structured medication reviews. In today's discussion, we are providing a guide to conducting a structured medication review in primary care. A structured medication review, or SMR, is an essential process aimed at optimizing the use of medicines, improving patient outcomes, and reducing medication-related problems. One definition of an SMR is that it is a systematic, comprehensive review of a patient's medications to optimize their therapeutic outcomes and minimize harm. The outcomes that we're aiming for include enhanced patient safety, improved medication efficacy, and reduced healthcare costs. SMRs, therefore, have benefits both for patients and the NHS. For patients, they result in improved adherence, reduced adverse drug reactions, and better management of chronic conditions. For healthcare systems such as the NHS, they result in reduced hospital admissions, lower healthcare costs, and improved overall efficiency through efficient allocation of limited financial, human, and technical resources. So, what are the essential steps for conducting good SMRs? Step one is preparation. And this will involve two stages. The first stage is identifying the patients who would benefit from an SMR. You should use your clinical systems to identify patients who will benefit from an SMR. By clinical systems, we are referring to EMIS Web, System 1, Vision, or any other system that you use for maintaining and updating patient records. Patients identified will normally include those on multiple medications, those with chronic conditions, the elderly, and those recently discharged from the hospital. It is possible that your place or ICB might recommend other groups due to locally identified needs. The second stage of preparation is to gather all the relevant information as far as possible before the actual SMR with the patient. Gathering information will include a review of the patient's medical history, their current medications, and any recent changes or hospital admissions. You also need to obtain information on allergies, adverse drug reactions, and patient compliance. Some of this might be available from the patient's record, but you need to be aware of the limitations of the written record. For instance, some allergies may not be listed, and patients have been known to religiously order medication on time every month without actually using such medication, mainly because they do not want to upset the doctor or they are afraid that an item will fall off the record and they might not be able to get it in future. As part of gathering information, you also need to collect relevant lab results and clinical measurements, such as blood pressure and renal function. You then move on to the second stage, which is patient engagement. For this, you need to contact the patient to arrange a convenient time for the review, ensuring that it is in a private setting. This might be the consultation room at the practice, the patient's home, or the patient's room within a care home. You need to inform the patient about the purpose of the SMR, obtain their permission, and encourage them to bring all their medications, including over-the-counter drugs and supplements. As you start the patient interview, you need to build rapport and ensure that the patient feels comfortable. Check if there are any communication challenges, and then discuss the patient's understanding of their medications and any concerns or experiences they might have. Actual conducting of the interview is made up of at least three different components. The first one is the medicine's reconciliation. This involves verifying all medications that the patient is taking, including their doses, their frequency, and the route that they are using. Check for any discrepancies between the patient's list and the medication records, and check that the technique of using the medication is also fine. The second stage of conducting the review is to conduct the clinical review. This involves assessing each medication for its indication, effectiveness, safety, and adherence by the patient. You need to consider the appropriateness of each drug in the context of the patient's current health status and life expectancy. Finally, you need to identify problems that the patient might be having. So look for issues such as drug interactions, side effects, unnecessary medications, formulation problems, and non-adherence. Identify any gaps in therapy or opportunities for deprescribing medication that is no longer required. As you do this, you need to make sure that you keep in mind the principles of patient-centered care. Discuss any findings with the patient, considering their preferences and lifestyle. You also need to educate in an appropriate manner the patient about the benefits and the risks of their medications. Once you've undertaken all this in a way that the patient can understand, you move on to the formulation of an action plan. You need to create a clear plan for any changes, such as stopping, starting, or adjusting any medications. You need to ensure that the plan is evidence-based and is also tailored to the patient's needs. Once you've done that, you need to communicate changes to the patient or to other relevant bodies. So clearly explain any changes to the patient and provide written instructions where appropriate. The use of decision-making aids is also useful both in action planning and ascertaining the patient's choices. Communicate the plan to other healthcare providers involved in the patient's care. In your clinical program, in your EMIS, for instance, you might be able to send a task to other healthcare professionals to alert them of any changes that have been agreed upon. You also need to arrange a follow-up. This means you schedule a follow-up appointment to monitor the patient's response to any changes, and you encourage the patient to report any issues or side effects immediately. Once you have done that, you move on to the next stage, which is documentation. So you need to document the SMR process, including the patient interview, the clinical findings, and the action plan within the patient's medical record. Ensure that any changes to the medication regime are clearly noted. So you need to report any adverse drug reactions under the yellow card scheme. You also need to consider audit and feedback mechanisms to continually improve the SMR process. It is important to just bear in mind the benefits of continual improvement as you undertake your SMRs. Education and training are important for one. Ensure that all staff involved in SMRs are adequately trained, whether that be yourself or other GPs and pharmacists. This is made easier if you stay updated with the latest guidelines and best practices for any conditions that you're reviewing. Patient education is an important part of the SMR process. Provide ongoing education to patients about the importance of their medication management and the reasons why they might be on certain medications. Encourage patients to take an active role in their healthcare. And also, you need to engage in evaluation. So regularly evaluate the outcomes of SMRs to assess their effectiveness. And use feedback from patients, from other clinicians to refine and improve the process. So as we conclude, conducting a structured medication review is a critical component of primary care that requires careful preparation, patient engagement, thorough clinical evaluation, and effective communication. SMRs are essential for optimizing medication use, improving patient outcomes, and enhancing healthcare efficiency. I therefore encourage you to implement SMRs in your practice